Japan's defense minister says China is escalating its military activities around Japan.
China is unilaterally escalating its military activities in the sea and aviation spaces around our country. This has become a significant concern for Japan's defense.
Onodera also expressed concern about Russia's military activities. He said Russia is planning to hold its biggest military drill in decades and to bring powerful weapons to a group of disputed islands in the Far East. Onodera also spoke about what he called an imminent threat by North Korea.
In June, the summit between the U.S. and North Korea was held for the first time, but this was not followed by any concrete measures against North Korea's denuclearization. North Korea's nuclear missiles continue to pose a serious and imminent threat to Japan.
The Japanese minister was speaking at an annual gathering of Japan's top defense officials. Russia, China, and North Korea have not reacted to any of the comments yet, but the three nations had previously dismissed their activities pose a threat to Japan. Peace activist Ryan Dawson believes Japan does not intend to go to war with China.
Well, they're not a real serious military threat to Japan. China and Japan are not going to be going to war with each other. But Japan just hauled out its largest military defense budget ever for this year. And nothing compared to the United States or anything, but the most that Japan has ever spent. And they need a pretext. And so China's island disputes and moving in Spratly, et cetera, is just an excuse. There's obviously no real threat between these countries militarily. That would be insane to go to war again between China and Japan. It's just something to justify the massive budget cost that Japan is dumping into its military. There is a lot of pressure from the United States because, of course, their U.S. bases peppering Japan, and Japan has to cough up about 70% of the cost for that. But there's also a lot of Japanese industries integrated into the weapon systems and so forth that are being used on those bases. So essentially the Japanese government is kind of subsidizing itself and then hiding behind America and saying, oh, well, this is what we're forced to do.